Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Dennis Miller on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs call-in line. Dennis Miller, how are you, buddy?
Ricardo, I'm your new regular correspondent.
I love this. I could not be happier to have a little Miller time here in Philadelphia again.
Well, I got the date coming up. And is that called Santander? I never know how to say the name of the place in Reading.
By the way, Santander, it's a bank, and I've opened you an account there. So you now have a Santander ATM card on the way. So there you go.
How thoughtful of you, brother.
It's the least I can
do, man. What's happening in Philly? What's up?
Nothing. It's quiet here. You know, they got a poo on The Simpsons. They killed them. They got him, finally. So we're all kind of reeling from that now.
You know, I saw something that Al Jean, who along with Mike Rice and a couple other guys over the years there has been the head guy, came out and said, that man does not speak for us. I don't quite know what that means, but certainly somebody did say Apu's not going to be on anymore, and he was less more of a segment producer or something, less senior than Al Jean, let's say. And Al Jean says that's not true. So I don't quite know what to I don't quite know what to make of that, but, you know, at the end of the day, I read some funny quotes about it. People were funny. They said that they should shut The Simpsons down. Some Asian guy, right, because they all have yellow skin. I remember thinking, this is how absolutely crazy it's gotten now that we're talking about what ink they use to draw animated characters. It's ratcheted down hard, brother, hard.
That's right, because, you know, that yellow, it could be yellow, but it could also be an off-white. I'm not sure, Dennis, you know?
Yeah, the Off-White album. I did an album years ago, and I'm always surprised the Beatles didn't sue me because I love the White album so much. I did one called the Off-White album, and it was a comedy album. And I remember in the middle, this is how crazy this was that many years ago, they asked me to take 4 wallet photo shots. And I always think, geez, I wish I had one of those albums just to see how big a loser I was as opposed to these little wallet shots. What a moron. But anyway, it's like my first real paying gig in the recording industry. So they said they wanted some photos for the wallet. I said, sure, I'll do it. But I look back, I think, oh, my God, what was I thinking?
How was the hair back then?
The hair was together, brother. I somehow escaped complete mullet accusations. I don't quite know how, but my kids will look at it. And when it's on, like, the Clip Show or Comedy Central, my son will just look up. It's to the point now where they don't even say anything. They just look at it, look over at me, and shake their head no. Like, they realize it was one of the 5 worst hair stuff. But somehow I flew under the mullet radar back then.
By the way, Dennis Miller will be coming to our area. Very excited for that. It's the Adorable Deplorable Tour with Mark Stein, and we know that Dennis Miller is quite adorable. Reading, PA, Friday, February 22nd at the Santander Performing Arts Center. The question is, how many times will he botch the term Santander between now and February 22nd? That's the question.
It sounds like the name of, like, the Fifth Musketeer or something. Santander.
It's what we said, I think, when we attacked in Montezuma, right? We went, Santander. Oh, you can't say that. That's very, very offensive right now.
I remember I saw Peter O'Toole one night. It was so funny. He was talking about Lawrence of Arabia, and he said that he and Omar Sharif were absolutely petrified of the camels. So when they raided Aqaba, they had to sit on the lean wanted wide shots and close up one showing them actually on the camels, or the camels. So they were freaked out. So they got completely loaded, and they had them tie them on to the camels so they couldn't fall off with straps and harnesses. And Peter O'Toole said, the great thing about that is you can shout on to Akbar better drunk than when you're sober. Peter Akbar. He said, we're riding down the hill and I'm going, oh, Akbar! I realize it's a great drunk name.
And by the way, you are 1/1024th of that Egyptian, right, or something like that. Is that right?
Something. I think I traced it all the way back. Elizabeth Warren, of course, from a time in America when great herds of bullshit artists from the planet. And she is the least looking Indian person on the face of the planet. She's got the granny glasses, the hairdo that looks like Miguel Indurain's bike helmet on the Alta Wes and the Tour de France. Who is she kidding with this American Indian thing? You know, you really want to put this around, make a campaign donation to her and send it over in beads, crappy beads, $24 in beads. So here, I'm just going with the theme you started.
I did start that, and it's my mistake, but I'll take it all back because she took it all back, too. She's, no longer claiming to be a Native American. Now she's claiming to be a former Native American. She gave it up, Dennis Miller. She's now moving on to something else.
I'm sorry. I'm not on. I have not read her smoke signals on that yet.
So would she count as a birthright citizen, you think, or could we deny her citizenship to say that, well, it didn't count for Native Americans on the 14th Amendment?
I don't know. You're getting very involved for me, babe.
It's a little too much, right? It's a little
too much.
It just came out today.
When did you get so politically literate? All of a sudden, I'm sitting here with Tim Russert on Meet the Press. Just making jokes about Elizabeth Warren. The next thing I know, you're hitting me with numbers of amendments.
Give me Taney's decision and Dred Scott. Go! Dennis Miller's new comedy special, Fake News, Real
Plenty,
Jokes.
All of a sudden, you went all Pliny the Elder on me. All of a sudden, with Noam Garden, Noam Chomsky.
Listen, I'm sitting here in a wig, like an old jurist from 1612, man.
You're hot today, baby. You should be over at the Santander Arena. You're hot today.
Santander. Say it with me, Miller. Santander.
Yeah, I think it was the last word Davy Crockett shouted at the Alamo when he got shot.
Wait, wasn't that the last word in Citizen Kane?
You know, if they start trying to tax people in Texas, by the way, to pay for California people's fiscal indiscretions, they're going to have another incident at the Alamo. They're just going to go over and get on the wall that faces inside. I think it'd be interesting if it was Alamo 2.0. They just all get up and go, guys, fight's coming from the other side. I'm going to move over that way.
Turn around.
And 10. All right, 15 steps. Now we're facing this way, boys.
Dennis Miller's new comedy special, Fake News, Real Jokes, November 6th. Mark your calendars. It's going to come out Amazon, iTunes, Stream, Google Play, and several other digital platforms. The same day at all digital and physical audio retailers. What the hell is a physical audio retailer? What is that? Is that a guy on the street selling bootlegs, or what is that?
Yeah, I come out and perform it like mum and shot, spraying toilet paper tears in your rec room. Mum and like Kabuki or something. I don't know what the hell that is, but give it a watch, Matt.
Yeah, I think there's one place left in America that sells CDs. I think it's a Best Buy off Route 87 in Teaneck, New Jersey, or something like that.
Brother, you are hot today.
It's because of you. I tell you, you're my inspiration. I tell you this every time.
Sitting around, I feel like I'm jamming with Louis Kramer or something. Very happening. I'll talk to Stein. Maybe we take this on the road as the Three Amigos tour or something.
I love it. That's highly offensive, but I'm in.
Actually,
on the point of everything being offensive, tomorrow's Halloween. I know you just did your podcast. You talked about this, I think, with Sebastian Gorka. You talked Halloween with Sebastian Gorka. Of course, obviously. What else would you talk to Sebastian Gorka about but Halloween, right?
Can you believe Sebastian Maniscalco sold 4 shows out? Listen, he's a great comic. He sold the Garden out 4 shows. I told him, Sebastian, the Knicks don't sell out the Garden 4 shows in a row. So it's not Gorka, but rather Maniscalco.
Maniscalco. I just thought Sebastian, yeah, not Trump's former advisor.
No, this is
a comedian.
It's Sebastian Maniscalco, who, as I said, just sold 80,000 seats at the Garden.
It's amazing.
Mind-blowing.
What do you think in terms of Halloween offense this year? Have you heard any new Halloween costumes that have been really ticking people off?
No. I go out as I do every year for the last 17 years as Kembo. So I never rock the boat.
I'm going as Elizabeth Warren this year. I'm going with little spectacles and... They're just exactly the way you described her. First, I'll be handing out library cards.
Here's Elizabeth Warren. She lets the other kids go up to the door. Then when they get back onto the sidewalk, she asks them to share their candy with her. That's the Elizabeth Warren trick-or-treat part.
How about this caravan making its way up to America, like an all-inclusive vacation? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I thought I heard that it's starting to disperse a little. And listen, I'm all for welcoming people here, and when they do get to the border and they ask for asylum, if they meet criteria, they should be granted it. I think Trump might be onto something when he says, let's expedite these hearings to see if they meet the criteria, and let's keep people around, move it on a fast-track thing, make the hearing. I don't want America to turn into a completely different place. There was Ellis Island. You know, we know about Don Vito Corleone, everybody coming here. I like that idea, but I don't like it when you just stop at the border, give a name, and then you go into the country at large and you never show up for the hearing. So I kind of like his idea. Let's expedite the hearings. I'll put some nice tent cities down here, and we'll try to move it along, and we'll keep them here as a family until we figure out whether they're applicable for asylum. So that seems like a good plan to me. You just can't have anybody come up to the front door and say, I want asylum, and just they never show up for the hearing. Guess what? The country does eventually become an asylum at that point.
Right. What are you, running for Senate? You blew me away with that answer right there. Look at you.
Well, brother.
Jesus, policy, checking boxes.
I know, but you were talking about 21st Amendment. I thought, geez, I look like a moron here. I got to show something.
Dennis Miller's The Adorable Deplorable Tour with Mark Stein, one night only, Friday, February 22nd. I'm not saying where, but it's in Reading, PA, some performing arts center.
It's a salamander hut.
It's the magic word that you say in life to get into heaven. I believe when you're dead, you say it to St. Peter. You go Santander. He lets you in.
Now, I know. I just watched Citizen Kane, and I'm telling you, that scene where he's on his deathbed and he looks up at the nurse and says, "CA, Santander." Beautiful. The name of the sled and the town that I'm the king in Reading.
Who knew? It's also my password. I just can't remember to spell it. Dennis Miller, let me ask you about our creepy mascot for the Flyers. What are your thoughts on that guy? Because I know you like sports.
Well, you know, I used to, towards the end, Eddie and I, you know, Eddie lived out here, Snyder. We used to watch the Flyers, and, you know, Ed at the end, he was up against it. But it always amazed me. We'd sit down, we'd have a little food served, we'd be in his theater, we'd watch the Flyer game. And, you know, as I said, he was fighting some real physical swimming upstream, and all of a sudden the game would start, and he'd be old Ed Snyder. He'd be, gosh, right, I'm Robert, you know. It always made me laugh out what a tough cat Ed was. I don't know who the mascot is. I'm sorry. What have I missed?
All right, his name is Gritty. I think he looks like a Muppet serial killer, personally. Look this guy up. He's all Gritty. He looks like if they made a hobo a mascot and then covered him with more fur, I guess. How else would you describe Gritty? Greg, how would you describe Gritty other than that?
He looks like somebody from South Philly, like Kensington or something.
Yeah, imagine Dennis Miller, a Kensington drug addict who grew lots and lots of hair, and then they made that person into a Muppet. And then they said, run around the Flyers games and root for the team. That's our mascot in Philadelphia.
Kensington. I'm sitting in California. What am I, John Jay? Did I know what Kensington is? Is this the Continental Congress? I don't know where the hell that is.
Well, you were just in.
But the Philly fanatic was always interesting. But you got to remember, I come from Pittsburgh, where the Parrot was selling blow. All the I always used to go to Pirate games. I think, boy, our mascot has to be the most energetic damn mascot. It turns out he was completely coked out of his mind. Imagine being on coke in that suit in the middle of the summer. Jesus. It must have been like Marty Short as Jiminy Glick in that prosthetic, just dripping sweat.
All right, so we're going to do this as a regular thing now, I hear. You're going to be on the show a lot. This is great.
Well, I always have fun with you guys, and I'll talk to you next week, I guess, right?
Next week, we'll be together at the Saint Ander. Maybe he's a saint. We're just saying it wrong. Maybe it's Saint Ander.
The joint sounds like the sixth permutation of the Cirque du Soleil. Salta Buca or Salta D. It sounds like after Mystère and Raw and all the other ones, they ran out of names and they came up with this joint. But I'll be there with bells on, and I appreciate you opening up the account for me.
Absolutely. And I think Dennis Miller, Mark Stein, Rich Zeoli, the three amigos headlining in Reading for one night only.
You got to come over, brother, and introduce us at least or do something. But we'll work that out in the interim month or two.
Beautiful. Dennis Miller, and he'll be back next week. He's the man, and go buy his comedy show. Do it now. All right. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks for your time, brother.
RCOE 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.